Well, good morning. Welcome back to the God School. The message this morning is not so much from a particular book in the Bible, but an overview from the whole Bible into this walk that we call Christianity. Now, Jesus Christ himself said, "I will build my church." Ecclesia is the Greek word, outcalled ones, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Events of recent days or weeks in the United States and many other parts of the world have brought great fear and fleshly responses to this attack called terrorism on both, and I'm stretching, but I'm going to share my heart with you this morning, on both what's called the civilized as well as the uncivilized world. Now, the Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against wicked spirits in high places. He goes on in another place in 2 Corinthians 10 to tell us that the weapons of, he says in the third verse, though we walk in the flesh, we're not waging war in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations or reasonings, carnal reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, Jesus in Matthew 17, having come down from the Mount of Transfiguration, where Peter and John and James, John's brother, not John, the writer, or not James, the writer of the Epistle of James, but John's brother, had just beheld his glory. And it says, and when, in the 14th verse, and when they were come down to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic, sore vexed, for oft times he falls into a fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And then Jesus answered, and this is a poor translation of the King James. Jesus answered, O faithless and perverse generation. The word in the Greek is little faith. Is little faith. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, another poor translation of the King James, because of your unbelief. No, same word, little faith. For verily I say unto you, if ye have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence yonder, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. In these troubled times, the reasonings of men create much saber rattling, if you will, all kinds of propositions to limit this program or that program, to attempt to keep us from evil, and I'm not hearing from God's church, from the church of Jesus Christ, an appeal to the real source or real use of weapons of warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God. And one of those weapons is prayer. I was reading this week about other occasions when God's people, when the people of God's promise. The people of God's promises were under attack. Isaiah 37. Actually, the story, and read it for yourself. We don't have time this morning. The story begins in chapter 36, and I'll just read the opening verse. It says, Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the defense cities of Judah and took them. And a spokesman for that king of Assyria, which when we understand the influence of demonic power described in the Bible against those kingdoms which came against God's people, namely Egypt and Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Rome, wicked spirits in high places, giving them power. But the power was not unlimited, because all power comes from God. In this story, we're reading about the attacks of one of those evil empires influenced by demonic power. Hezekiah sends people to the prophet in that day, Isaiah, and in the fifth verse of the 37th chapter, it says, So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say unto your master, that's Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Now, to understand what's going on today, it takes some spiritual insight. It takes some understanding that those things that seem to be coming against God's people. And without a doubt, listen to previous teaching, these great United States are absolutely part of that which is called by God my people. This same warfare that is encountered time and time and time again throughout the Bible is in play today and sometimes we need to take a step back from trying to deliver ourselves and have the understanding as in more than one place, that the war, the true war, is between God and the dominions of Satan. And we read down now in Isaiah 37 to the 15th verse where it says, "And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord." And you can read his prayer. And by the time you get to the 33rd verse in response to the prayer of Hezekiah, it says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way he came, by the same way shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord, for I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake." Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. You say, "Don, do you believe that story?" Yes, I do. Christ Christianity starts with a miracle, which declares that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Raised the one who said, he was the Son of God. And the evidence that he offered, the only evidence that he offered, was that when they kill him, that God would raise him up in 3 days. Now that man, Jesus, made much use of the Old Testament. If I have faith, that is confidence in that which my mind agrees to and am acting on it, if I have faith in Jesus Christ, I can also have faith in that which he declared by use to be the Word of God. Thirteenth chapter of the book of Hebrews says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father, the same, he changes not. Is God able to subdue our enemies like he did with Hezekiah in Isaiah's day and kill 185,000 people through one angel? Yes. Where did it start? With prayer, recognizing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. What am I doing? I'm putting out a call to the Church of Jesus Christ, in particular to all you who are participating at the God School, though you be few, to resort in these days more and more to one of your spiritual weapons, which is prayer. I want you to pray for this country. You say, well, Don, you know, I know there aren't many who participate in the God School. What influence can we have? The answer can be found in 1 Samuel 14. Where Jonathan, the son of Saul, and his armor bearer were going out against the Philistines. And the sixth verse says, and Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come, let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord I'm looking at this. I had it printed out and for some reason it doesn't appear to read the right way. Let me go to the book because I want to make sure that isn't that funny? Computer printed something out funny. So let me read it from the book. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come, let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." And the response of the armor bearer is, "And his armor bearer said unto him, Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." There's no restraint to God to save by many or by few. Joshua 23, the 10th verse says, "One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he promised you." Now, have I been directing my prayers, looking for the help of God in this situation? It's being impressed upon me, not enough. And I, as it is being impressed on me, I want to impress it on you. It says, "One of you shall chase 1,000. You know, you do the math. What would happen in this country if we implored God with confidence, with the confidence of the record of his word, to put these demonically inspired spirits to flight? If the men and women of God, that is, who are his church, that is, who are the possession of the Lord, would begin to pray to God that he would fight for us as he promised us, what victory might we see? I'm not talking to mega churches. I'm talking to you few of the God school. We need again to and continue to employ the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God. Spiritual prayer. Now, you continue on in Isaiah, right after God uses his angel to kill 185,000 that had come against Jerusalem of the Assyrian king, that he does what God said. He goes back the way he came, and when he went home, he got killed. The 38th chapter opens and says, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." What was Hezekiah's response? Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in the truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight." And Hezekiah wept sore. I don't know how much in Hezekiah's prayer his testimony influenced God. Because, you know, he says, "And with a perfect heart, and have done good in thy sight." But I know this, as we of the God school, all of you who are participating both in listening and in giving, and doing it by faith, we have a similar testimony to Hezekiah. He says, "How I have walked before thee in truth." Amet. You've been taught well. You know this is a derivative of the word amen. This is, he's saying, "I've walked in faith." And he prayed. And he wept with great weeping. Now he prayed, and God sent an angel and killed 185,000. Now he's sick unto death, and the prophet comes and says, "Set your house in order, you're going to die." And he prayed again. And the prophet, then came the word, it says in the fourth verse of the 38th chapter, then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord God, the God of David your father, I've heard your prayer, and I've seen your tears. He doesn't acknowledge about his walking with a perfect heart and doing that which is good. I heard your prayer and seen your tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. So much of the teaching here at the God School has been directed toward the importance of faith in our relationship to God. Today, I want to impress upon you also the importance of prayer in our relationship to God, because the God who called us, the God who gave his only begotten Son that he might redeem us, he does hear our prayer. And in these days of trouble, if I may say, in these last days, employment of this spiritual weapon called prayer to the God who does hear, to the God who does see, can be mighty. Against our enemy. Oftentimes, we exhort you in faith because this is that channel in the relationship between God and us, where for faith, God puts his life in us. And puts our life in Christ. It's important. But notwithstanding, in this faith relationship, we have access to God through prayers and supplications. And if you'll remember some teaching out of the Philippian letter quite some time ago, this word supplication includes a strong sense of humility. That is the acknowledgement that all power is of God. Folks, as much as God responded to these prayers of Hezekiah, king of Judah, God will respond to our prayers as well. Our prayers now ought to extend beyond our own welfare and seek the welfare of this country and seek leaders in this country who understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In your prayer, pray for leaders with that understanding. And I also ask you to pray for me, your pastor and teacher. That's the God School for today.